Soprano Julia Bullock, along with pianist Breton Brown, is presenting her Baltimore recital debut on the Shriver Hall Concert Series on Sunday at 5:30. Julia has been named an innovative curator, and it is such a pleasure to welcome you to WBJC, Julia. Thank you.
Thank you, truly.
I think it is as an innovative curator, Rit, that I really want to speak to you. I mean, there are works on your program as diverse as Richard Strauss, Alban Berg, and Bob Dylan. And I'm particularly fascinated by the pairings that you have, starting out with Samuel Barber and Connie Converse. How do those two composers speak to each other in your mind?
Samuel Barber and Connie Converse are two brilliant American composers who were writing around the same time. But in Barber's case, he was celebrated, in Connie Converse's case, for various reasons, and most of it just dealing with people's biases. She was not. And both of these composers had tremendous singing voices. Barber studied classical voice himself. Connie was an amazing singer. If anyone wants to go and listen to recordings of her singing her own music, they're both just great musicians, obviously.
And then moving across to Europe and two other contemporaries, pairing Francis Poulenc and Kurt Weill, how does that pairing work for you?
Well, both of these composers in the repertoire that I selected for this program were writing in post World War eras and taking subject matter that was preoccupying all people across the globe, honestly. And as everyone was considering their roles in society, as everyone was considering also just the amount of violence and the cycles of violence that we as human beings were caught in, these two composers found a way to address it in, I think, some of the most sort of ignited material that has been transcribed.
As fascinating as those pairings are, the one that really is almost astounding is to pair Antonín Dvořák with Elizabeth Cotton and see Austin Miles. So please tell me about that conversation.
Well, I guess that the connection is through Odetta, the singer and amazing interpreter and guitarist. Odetta is just a voice of the ages in many ways, and it was amazing to me. I read an article in the New Yorker about the fact that Odetta had studied classical voice, and as I was listening to Odetta, Elizabeth Cotton was also just coming to mind. And while I was just going through the recording histories of Cotton and Odetta, I came across also this beautiful interpretation by Odetta of Dvorak's Going Home. So that's the connection, at least for that group of songs.
This is an extraordinarily curated program with soprano Julia Bullock and pianist Breton Brown. This Sunday at 5:30, there's more at shriverconcerts.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to Julia Bullock, and we really look forward to your Baltimore recital debut on Sunday.
Oh, thank you. So do I, truly.